Well, I thought I'd pick up on the theme of languages from yesterday. I came across a list of English signs in foreign languages, and there was a big long list of them, and I thought I'd pick up my top five, so here they are. Sign in a cocktail lounge in Norway: ladies are requested not to have children in the bar. Another one, a sign on the road to Mombasa leaving Nairobi: take notice, when this sign is underwater, the road is impassable. Another sign in a cemetery: persons are prohibited from picking flowers from any but their own graves. One in an airline ticket in Copenhagen: we take your bags and send them in all directions. And my particular favourite, on the menu of a Swiss restaurant: our wines leave you nothing to hope for. I think I've had a bottle or two of that one, actually. Well, talking of translation, according to Wikipedia, the Bible has now been translated into 518 languages, and a further 2,798 languages have some portion of the Bible. Apparently, there are 7,105 known languages in the world. A Times article said, forget the modern British novelists and TV tie-ins. If sales of the Bible were frankly reflected in bestseller lists, it would be a rare week when anything else achieved a look-in. The Bible is the most popular selling book every year. Is it wonderful, weird, or just plain baffling that this book should go on selling hand over fist, month in, month out? It's estimated that 44 million Bibles are sold each year, 1.25 million of which are in the UK alone. All versions of the Bible sell well all the time. Can the Bible Society offer an explanation? Well, I'm told disarmingly, it's such a good book. So, what is it about the Bible then? Well, the Bible, of course, isn't actually a book at all. It's a collection of 66 books. Those books were written over a 1,500-year time span by over 40 different authors, from kings and queens, shepherds, tax collectors, priests, scribe, king's cupbearer, prophets, court officials, etc. Their books were written in different locations, from mountaintops to plains, from dungeons and in various countries, on three different continents, in three different languages. And they were written by people who were just recording history, from that to people in the depths of despair and to others in the heights of joy. And yet it all hangs together, with threads running through it right from Genesis the first book to Revelation the last. How does that happen? Well, for me, I can't think of any other explanation than that God's behind it all somehow, and he wants to talk to us, you and me, through the Bible. If, as I did some years ago, you believe the Bible's a load of rubbish, now might be a good time to take another look at it, dust it off your shelf, or maybe even open it for the first time. And if you do, and you don't quite know where to start, I've got a tip for you. Ask the author to help and show you. He'll be delighted to.